Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jenna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
Good morning and welcome back to Happy Hour here with Jenna Spilbor and Carol Pesci and some dude with a serial last name. We have got another fantastic show for you, and we have a fantastic return guest, as a matter of fact, who has a brand new six-week course.
She's not just a return guest. She is actually a very good friend of ours. And yes, she is a return guest. And yes, she has a phenomenal gift for communicating with dead people.
Oh,
but
God.
Our good friend Deborah Hanlon, as you may know her as an intuitive medium, is actually coming on to talk to us today about a new 6-week online course that she is launching very, very soon, entitled Your Intuition Unleashed. And I can't wait to talk to her about this, because intuition is such a tool no matter what, whether you're talking to dead people, whether you're talking to people, it can really help in every aspect of our lives. And as an intuitive medium, she knows what she's talking about. So when we come back a little later, we're going to be speaking with good friend of ours, good friend of the show, Deb Hanlon, about her latest.
Well, yeah, you know, I love this because I think, and Jenna, you and I have talked about this before, how powerful and dead nuts on our intuition is.
Yeah.
In so many instances about character, about safety or lack thereof of a situation. Mm-hmm. And the more we are aware of it and the more we trust it, the better we can guide our lives in every aspect, no matter family, friends, decisions, business, everything. So I'm excited to talk with her.
Right. Because when people say trust your gut like that, you got to take that literally. Your gut is another brain. I don't know if she's going to talk to us about that much, but I've done a little research and it is another brain. And so when you don't listen to it, you can have problems. And to be in tune with it is actually, it's almost like magic, which incidentally, I did not plan. But
she just sagued something we don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea. So we can't yell at her for it.
I did know you can't. I did not plan this, but the thing I want to talk to you guys about before Deb comes on is in a weird tangential. Yeah, say that 10 times fast.
You're welcome.
I'll take either one of your pronunciations.
It sounds kind of dirty, doesn't it? Tangential. It sounds dirty.
No, it doesn't.
I was just going to say the same thing, Carol. No, John, it doesn't sound dirty at all. What kind of movies are you watching?
Right. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. But anyway, in a weird sideways way.
Wait, hold on. Before you get going, you know what it is, Carol?
What?
I think John is getting off on TED Talks.
Ted, my new boyfriend, Ted.
She gets turned on by intelligence.
That's probably a thing.
Which I get.
But this is kind of weirdly, in a strange way, related. And so I'm just going to regale you two, even though you're quite familiar with the journey, and our 6 or 7 listeners who may not be familiar with the journey. I just want to tell you how we got to this point where I'm making this odd connection. Okay. As you know, if we harken back a couple of months, I've been on a horrible hair extravaganza, meaning, you know, I was having a hair problem. As you guys know, Carol, you saw it firsthand when we went to go see Gary Vaynerchuk. When was that? March? No, when was April?
April, I think. And I was walking behind you as we were going in the building. And I'm like, what's something's all over your sweater?
No, that's not what you said. You were walking behind me. We were going to the building and you were like, Did you roll around with your dogs? You got a lot of some animal hair or something on your shoulder. Remember you said that?
We were walking. I don't think we'll go that way.
Okay, just go with it, Carol.
And then I said, no, Carol, that is not my dog hair. That is my hair. That is my hair breaking off from the shaft with every step I take, every breath I make, every move I do. That is my hair. That is what happens. It breaks off in pieces every single day. And you were like, Well, sucks for you. Gary, Gary, can I have a picture? Can I have a picture?
You that part's kind of true.
So
after I brushed the loose hair from your back, so I still had your back.
You did. You very much did. So that's April, because now we are August.
Wow.
So shortly after that, I went to my hairstylist and I cried and I complained. And I'm like, we've got to do something. We've got to fix this hair problem. So, of course, and this is not her fault. She's like, well, let me chop off the bad ends and, you know, your good hair will grow. And every hairstylist will tell you to do that. And I said, okay, let's do it. Well, we chopped, but my split ends did not stop. So now, instead of having...
Because why? Because you torture them with a 400-degree flat iron on a daily basis, right?
Because I use a little styling product, a tool, as we all are wont to do. I do little tools.
Styling products versus something that the Marquis de Sade would have used on prisoners for their hair. Yeah, okay.
It only gets up to 450 degrees. That's all. So, I mean, come on. So I get it all chopped off. Now I've got short hair, but it still continues to break. Even though I kind of stopped temporarily the heat tools, I'm like, what in the holy heck is going on with my hair? I don't even think I told you guys this. I had a blood test done. This is how desperate I was. I'm like, okay, I must have hair cancer. I'm going to get to the bottom of this problem because I am too young to have no hair. I get a blood test done to check for hair cancer. I come up completely clean. There's nothing wrong with me. All the hormones are fine. All the endocrinological whatever is fine. I'm fine. So now I'm like, I'm not fine. So long story short, by accident, now we fast forward. We've gone through April. We've gone through, I think I had this blood test done back in June or July. Now we're August. I take an ice cube and I put it in a glass of white wine not that long ago. And I notice the ice cube starts to what they call snow.
Right. We talked about this last week.
Right.
Right. I have this white crap coming out of the ice. And now I freak out. Not thinking about my hair. No, 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 no. I am thinking about my wine consumption and how important that is to me. So I immediately contact a water company. They come out. They test my water. And lo and behold, as I told you last week, my water is off the charts chlorinated. Like, it has more chlorine than the most chlorinated public pool. More. Right. So with that, last week, I think the actual person who was coming to install a system that was going to take all the impurities out of my water was there. This poor guy. I love him. His name is Bill. His company is Purisoft. He was there for 9 hours. Nine.
Holy cow.
All day. By himself installing this system to take all the crap out of my water. Well, it's been a week, and I got to tell you guys, the difference was amazing. It was immediate. It was night and day. It was because think about it. I have been showering in a public pool for the entire time I've lived in my house, right? If my chlorination is off the charts, and assuming it's been off the charts forever, for 9 years, I am washing my hair with pool water. And now...
So you already see a difference in texture of your hair?
Carol, in 1 day, and I'm... Listen, you guys know I don't like to exaggerate, but occasionally I do.
Which is why I'm taking this with a Gibraltar-sized grain of salt. But no, keep going.
Guys, I am being dead serious. In 1 day, I noticed a difference. And now I've showered several times in the last week, obvi. And it keeps getting...
Frankenberry's rolling his eyes.
I am rolling my eyes. Seriously. They're looking at the wall behind me right now.
Here's the sitch.
Yeah.
That's right. But I'm not kidding. It gets better and better with each day. My skin feels like I have lotion on when I don't have lotion on. My hair is not breaking. You know what? The really cool thing is my hair color. My hair color has gone from brassy to normal. Like, all the amount of money I spend to have my hair restored to its natural color every 3 weeks, now it's worth it. It's worth it.
Wow.
So guys, I'm not, he's not paying me to say this. He's not saying me to tout anything. I'm not paid for this promotion. I'm just so excited about it.
I remember, so one of the things you specifically said that made me go out and buy test strips and a dechlorinator for my shower was that when he tested the water and showed you how much chlorine was it, when you dipped your hand in it, then the chlorine was negligible, which means your body is absorbing that chlorine. That can't be good for you health-wise.
Well, my question is then, now, so you've seen this difference, have you actually checked with any medical experts, or have you checked to find out any details about the effects of chlorine?
Don't bring that up.
Why should I? Look, I'm not telling her to go to WebMD and find out she's going to be dead tomorrow.
She's already there, Frankenberry. Why'd you do it?
Yeah. Why'd you do it, Frankenberry?
Hey, listen, the one time I went to WebMD, I ended up in an emergency room with Batman underwear, okay? So it was a funny story, okay? They do have happy endings.
All you had to do.
I am
WebMD, okay? I am. So listen, you can't get around. If you have any sort of water, even well water is going to have some level of chlorine in it because it's got to be cleaned until you have it removed. Now, I don't want to think about what effect it has on our organs.
Exactly.
It's like drinking bleach. Okay. It's like drinking bleach.
Except it's drinking chlorine.
Well, chlorine bleach. So I'm not going to dwell on the negatives. I am going to dwell on the fact that my hair has grown more in one stinking week than it has grown in a decade. Now, granted, we cut so much of it off that I still look a little bit like a porcini mushroom, but it is getting better.
I love porcini mushrooms.
I know. But so I think by Thanksgiving, my hair is going to be exactly where I want. And I am not joking, you guys. It probably costs a teeny tiny bit more than if you were going to install like a water softener system. And I'm just sorry that I didn't do it 9 years ago and that it took. Here's my long-winded way of relating this to Deb Hanlon. I went down.
So this is finally coming around to the magic.
God.
Yeah. Here's the magic. Here's the magic.
15 minutes later. I even forgot about this ago.
Yeah, of course. The universe. I went down all these paths. I went down everything. Hair tools, hair cutting, hair cancer, getting everything checked for everything. And couldn't figure out. I knew my gut was telling me something was wrong, but I didn't know what. But my gut was right because something was wrong. But then the universe said, let me help you out because you're going down the wrong path. Here's a nice glass of white wine that needs to be chilled. Please put an ice cube in it. And then please stare at the glass.
Hail to the wine.
That is one serious stretch there, Spielberg. I got to give you credit.
Carol, it's not a stretch.
Of course it is. And Carol, did you notice earlier, by the way, where Jonna had a couple of like kind of nervous giggles when she said, I'm not going to dwell on the negative, and you and I had no response, but she was expecting us to laugh? Did you notice that? I'm not going to dwell on the negative.
I gave her that one. I held back.
Yeah.
We can't gang up on her all the time.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. We should.
Because we do love her.
Yeah, we should. So her gut was telling her that eventually somewhere down the line she was going to be staring at ice cubes. So yeah, no, that wasn't a stretch. You're good.
In white wine, which I rarely drink. The universe.
This is true too.
Drink the white wine.
All right,
wine.
Wait. Now I'm kind of leaning Jonna's direction now. That's true.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen you drink white wine.
No.
Jonna, that is magical.
It is magical. It is magical. Good thing I listened to my gut. Good thing. And had white wine on that hot day. And also, I'm going to tell you something else. This is kind of gross, and this is a little bit oversharing. But in case anybody...
But you're going to anyway.
Yeah, thanks so much.
I'm going to do it in case anybody is having a similar problem. Maybe somebody out there, our 6-7 listeners, having a similar problem. Here's the real proof that this system is working. You know how sometimes in the summer, especially Carol probably relates to this, if you wear like flip-flops or kind of stupid shoes in the summer, summery shoes, the skin on your feet can get a little dry, that's why we go and get, not anymore. I have the softest, silkiest feet doing nothing except taking a shower. Not a joke. What?
I'm excited for your feet. I don't really have much else to say. Yay, feet.
And hair.
Yeah, yay.
And skin.
Yeah, yeah, the hair is the most important thing. But the proof is in the feet.
The wine. Oh. Hence why you have shown up today as Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, because I am so excited. Now it's just a matter of every day. It's going to grow a little bit like a plant.
That's
like a
right. Weed. And you now have a new name for Bill, the PureSoft guy.
What?
What's my new name for him? We love Bill, the PureSoft guy.
He's your prince. He's the prince that came to save you from the town.
Oh. Yeah, Prince Bill.
Yeah, Prince Bill.
Yes. Prince Bill.
And he's not gonna look at you weird at all the next time he shows up and you call him that.
No. Oh, he's gonna ring the doorbell and she's gonna run to a second floor window and throw up the sash and lean out and shake her hair in the wind.
And lean out with my silver length tresses.
I would come down, but I'd be trapped up here.
Prince Bill, you are here to save me.
Come back in 5 years. My hair will be long enough for you to help.
Yeah, that's right. And then she leans out in very straight face. All right. It's not quite long enough yet. You got a ladder?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Jonna, quick, though. I want to know what's going on with did you adopt your three kittens out?
I'm sorry. Did you say something?
What's going on with the kittens?
Oh, are there kittens involved? Is that what you're asking me?
I don't know. I don't know. What's the deal now there, Spielberg? Are we not supposed to bring up the kittens because you're falling in love with all of them?
No, I am not falling in love with all of them. I'm falling out of love with some of them. The kittens are still around. Two days ago, I was supposed to get the last kitten that I had captured, the final shot. They go back in for one like little booster shot, and the other two were fine. And this one I thought was going to be easy to get in a little crate, cart her off to the vet and get it done. And that little stinker just did not want to cooperate. And for a fleeting moment, so I didn't get her to the vet yet for that one follow-up shot. I will get her there. But for a fleeting moment, I said to myself, all I got to do, Jonna, all you got to do is just open the door. Poof. And they'll go right back to where they came from. You can just open the door and you don't have to deal with this heartbreak and aggravation. But then I thought better of it.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yes, that would be many a sleepless night there, Spielberg. I can understand the very quick, you know, the quick temporary thought, but that's about it.
Have you ever tried to get a cat in a crate for 45 minutes? Have you ever tried that?
I've been there.
Sure, Frankenberry has.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
So it's not easy. It was a source of frustration. Now it'll happen, and I just had a momentary lapse of love for them, but I'm back in love with them. Although I do think. I keep putting off. I'm like, well, you know, if you have two, what's one more? I mean, because I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
I know. I can't. But they are so dang adorable. They really
they're so pretty, and they're white, and they match your decor.
They do. I mean, they're very John.
And your style.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have pink ears and pink little paw pads. Like they are white and pink with a little swoosh of black.
I know.
It's like incredible.
They're your spirit animals.
Exactly. You know, Jonna, you've got like your own Paris Hilton trio of kittens.
No.
Just minus putting them in handbags.
What are the chances? So I guess maybe what I'll decide eventually, because in the next few weeks I do have to make a decision, and I guess I'll just do what my intuition tells me to do.
Okay, let's get to it. Come on now.
That was it.
I know. Well, you've already had one. This is number two.
I know. So that was a pretty good sagoo, huh?
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, yeah.
All right, fine.
Tiny you know claps. What?
No, here's the problem. For 2 weeks in a row now, I stole Curly's sagoo. Go ahead. You do it.
No, you got it. You got it. I take it. You did? I'm with you.
You're good with it?
Run with it. Yep.
She's with you. Go.
My intuition says this is the right move. Yeah. So do it.
Okay. So when we come back, we might verify that my gut is telling me the correct thing to do. When we come back from our break with our good friend, not just to the show, but our good friend in life, Deb Hanlon, you know her as an intuitive medium. And guess what? No better person to unleash a course about intuition than an intuitive medium. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with our good friend Deb Hanlon about her new course, Your Intuition Unleashed.
All right, that sounds good. And that is what we have on the way. You've got Jonas Spilbore and Carol Pesci. I'm Frankenberry, and we'll be back with Deb Hanlon. So stick around.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back to Happy Hour here. It's Jonna Spilbore. It is Carol Pesci and myself. And it is time now to get to our guest and a good friend of the show and a returning guest. And Deb Hanlon, welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me back. It's been forever.
I know it feels like forever since you've been on the show, but obviously Deb is part of our group, part of our girl tribe. And so we get to talk to you more often than our listeners get to hear from you. But I was very excited because just as a reminder, in case you're not familiar with Deb Hanlon, you are a premier, professional, intuitive medium. And I can never, ever, ever say your name out loud without remembering the time that you gave me a reading. Now, this is a long time ago, years ago, that you gave me a reading and convinced me in a second that you were the real deal. By you didn't know anything about me, and you, it was just incredible. It was magic. And everybody who's ever had any sort of experience with you agrees that you are amazing.
Yeah, gifted. For sure.
Very gifted. But we're not going to focus on that aspect of what you do, because it just so happens that being an intuitive medium, you have created a course that is going to help people, I guess, utilize, recognize, work on their own intuition. And we wanted to talk to you about intuition today. And obviously, you're up. Coming course, which is entitled Your Intuition Unleashed. So why don't we start there, Deb? Like, what makes you so smart about intuition stuff?
First of all, I'm never leaving the show now with that introduction. That was fantastic. I'm really happy to finally be able to be in the space where I can teach this even more than I do this, because there's, in my opinion, there's so much more value to sharing this and empowering people to do this and activate what's a complete innate sense in all of us. And we just forget that. And I, when I do readings for people, I often think, oh my gosh, are they handing over their own power of intuition to me? Because I don't want that. That's the exact opposite of what I want. So having courses and being able to teach the power of intuition and what it is and what it isn't is something that's so exciting, because it's a personal development. It's a personal growth experience. It's not about being quote unquote psychic. You know, they come hand in hand, but anyone who takes my classes, I'm always saying a mediumship development class or an intuition development class, it's all personal development, because it's all about being aware of what you're aware of and what you're not aware of, being aware of your own sensory responses and reactions to things. And these things are happening all the time for all of us. We just need to learn how to hone in.
Deb, why don't you start there? You said what it is and what it is. So for someone who maybe the first time, maybe they're a very logical left brain kind of person, what is your intuition, and why should somebody care about having a better relationship or trusting it or tuning into it? What is it? Why does it matter?
What is it? It's our innate kind of signature, our thumbprint on how we experience the world. And that is extremely, extremely individual to everyone, because who we are is a sum total of all of our experiences and our thoughts and our beliefs and our upbringing and all of that. And so when we get in touch with who we are, where we are in the right now, based on our life, we get to understand of ourselves in the world. And I can't do that for someone else. I can come close, but I can't do that as well as we can do that for ourselves. So intuition is the awareness that we are our experience and we are able and capable of creating all of our experiences. And learning our intuition is understanding how are we creating our experiences and is that working for us? If it is, great, keep doing it. If it's not, great, let's change it.
That's very powerful. And just to be clear, so everybody knows, like intuition, obviously, as you mentioned, it's a part of everything, of every day, of every moment of our lives. It doesn't mean you don't have to take this course so that you can learn how to talk to dead people. You're going to take this course to learn how to talk to yourself or to learn how to listen to yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, intuition is just an incredibly powerful thing. So, okay, so it's a 6-week course. What are the kind of things, how long are the modules? What are the kind of things you're going to unfurl over a 6-week period?
So each class is an hour online on Zoom, recorded live, but they can take it, you know, in their own time. You don't have to attend live, although I always encourage that. And it's a really practical approach to intuition. Like the topics are all about, you know, how do we improve our decision making using our intuition? Mm-hmm. How do we, you know, heighten our awareness? What does that even mean? How do we become aware of what we're aware of and what we're not? How do we gain a sense of self-trust, which is really huge. All of this spills into our relationships. And how do we find clarity in our relationships? That can be partnerships, that can be friendships, business relationships, you know, that's a broad topic there. So it's a very practical, real-world approach of how this is all applicable to your ordinary world. It's not about doing readings. It's not about, you know, the crystal ball, I'm psychic. You know, it's not those things. It's really learning you are the tool, you are the instrument, and how does your instrument, your music play in the world?
At my end, maybe I didn't hear you say it, maybe you said it in a different way, but my understanding of intuition is a brilliant form of intelligence within us.
Well said.
Okay. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Oh! Now she's mad.
I am mad because what you said, my understanding of intuition is that it's intuition. And then Deborah said, yeah.
No, I didn't.
That's what I heard.
A brilliant form of intelligence within us that I think it's more intelligent, more connected to the whole and the ultimate truth than our logical brains are capable of.
I think exactly the same. Before you say brilliant, I think exactly the same.
And apparently all of this, Deb, turns you into a child.
Well, this is true.
Intuition must start then. It's got to start when you're a kid.
And well, that's when we're most alive as a kid. We're so most intuitive.
Yeah. So let's talk about for a minute here. So we describe it as that, and we're all in agreement that's ultimately what it is when it comes down to it. And okay, let's take real life examples of that. That is that sense that somebody's watching you, or that sense that somebody's not safe, that feeling, and you feel like, oh, I'm being judgmental, but that could very well be your intuition, or just an instant good feeling about someone or a situation that just feels right. It's not, you're not processing it in your logical brain. I think all of us have had those experiences.
Totally. And that's what's really important is it is a feeling, which is why people will say, I don't have intuition or I'm not good at it. And it's not that you don't have an intuition and you're not good at it. It's probably that you're disconnected for whatever reasons from the ability to feel versus be heavy-handed on the ability to think and follow logic. That really is the crux of the whole thing, is understanding feelings.
Well, you mentioned, Deb, you said in your description of the course, you used the phrase self-trust. And that really rang a bell with me because sometimes I think that, I know I've experienced this, where you have an intuitive feeling, you get some sort of intuitive hit, and it bothers you. So you'll talk yourself out of following it because you'll say, well, I must be crazy, right? This person can't be an expert, or I must be nuts. It must be me. And then you try to logically talk your way out of trusting your intuition? Is this something that you can learn to improve?
I'm so glad you bring this up, because this is the basis of it. And this is the feedback I always hear, like, you know, how do I know if it's my intuition? But yeah, that's an important skill, and we're not going to be 100% perfect at it. And I think we're all always thinking that if we use our intuition all the time, we're going to be 100% spot on. We're not. So we have to kind of release the inner perfectionism that goes on. But a sense of self-trust of not, you know, whatever you feel is real, and there's a reason why you're feeling it. We might not know the reason. We don't need a reason. This is what it is. And being very clear on who, this is how I feel about this right now. I have no evidence to back that feeling up. I have no reason to feel this, but I do. It goes beyond logic, and it's something that you really have to pay attention to. But you're right. We like to talk ourselves out, because we also romanticize life. Oh no, that won't happen. No, I'm just being too cautious. But, you know, we have to learn how to follow the feeling.
Who hasn't ever said, I freaking knew better? I knew better.
Right?
That I knew I had this feeling and I didn't trust it. And then you regret that you didn't trust it. I think everybody.
It's even worse when you have the feeling not to do something and you do it anyway. It feels so worse. It's awful. If you just do something and you think and feel it's right, and it doesn't turn out to be right, or our concept of what we think is right, you know, that's one thing. But when we're like, I knew, you know, it could be something dumb too. Like, you know, I was away on vacation last week, and I really didn't want to carry a lot of things with me. So I have this small little thing to put credit card in. I just need a credit card. My credit cards are on my phone anyway. I didn't even need that card, but something kept telling me, put another card in. Didn't make any sense. I listened in that moment. And sure enough, my other card would not work with the system at the place that I rented something at.
Oh, I thought you were going to say police station.
No. And I needed another card. Now, was that life-changing? Absolutely not. But it was one of those things that it would have created just so much more tension and stress than was needed in the moment. And I just listened. So these things don't have to be these giant epiphanies, which we all think they are. You know, sometimes they are, but it's usually in the day-to-day that just made my day go smoother. So we have to remember those moments. Had I not listened to something so simple, I would have been so aggravated with myself. Like, I knew to take another card. So that's the stuff to pay attention to.
Deb, what is one practical tip, something simple, if you have one, that we can learn to be more attentive to it, that we can hone that relationship, if you will, or skill?
There's so many. So to put in one, but the one that's coming up for me in this moment is listen to yourself before others. Mm. Because we hear, you know, oh, well, so-and-so loves that person or whatever. And it's like, they're not resonating with me. It's something's not feeling right. So listen to yourself. It doesn't mean create judgment. Doesn't mean everyone else is wrong and you're right. Doesn't mean you're wrong. You're right and they're wrong, whatever. It's just listen to that still small voice inside, you know, pause. That would be another practical tip before we do anything. Pause, slow down. All of my bad decisions were made in haste, you know, or out of impatience. Many of them, maybe not all of them. Some of them were out of youth and stupidity, but, you know, the list goes on and on. But, you know, that's the key, you know, slow down, pause, listen to yourself, pay attention.
You know, Deb, I unwittingly probably taught a few clients a little bit about intuition. Some of my divorce clients, because sometimes occasionally I'll get a client who has a feeling that their spouse is, say, for example, cheating. And then they will embark on a plan to prove their intuition is correct, instead of just honoring the fact that they have that intuition. And you can drive yourself batty. You can hire a private investigator. You can go through everybody's phone. You can dig under in the sock drawer for evidence of something. And you can do that. And that's going to consume all of your time and make you nothing but crazy. If you have an honest to goodness feeling that somebody is, I don't care, it's partner, business partner, friend, is being dishonest with you, I think it's enough to feel that and then just, I don't know, act accordingly without trying to prove that your gut is right.
Oh my God, these are such great points because they're real world, and that is a big thing that we do get that kind of tangles our intuition, because we will always find what we're looking for. So in the case of the person, so-and-so, I think they're cheating, and you're digging, all of a sudden you're digging in that sock drawer and you find a business card from a massage therapist, and then you're like, I knew it. You know what I mean? So we'll find something and we'll instantly connect a story to fit our thought. So yes, it's really, really a great practice to not feel like you have to prove it. Especially when it's yourself. If for me with readings, I kind of have to, you know, I kind of have to prove like, yeah, you did have an uncle who used to smoke a cigar and fish off a, you know, big boat, you know, like I have to prove that. But for our own sake of intuition, there's just follow the intuition. It never, ever makes sense, by the way. That's a key foundational awareness in intuition. It almost never make sense what you feel. That's a really good telltale sign. Like, no, everybody thinks this, everybody thinks that. Nope. I don't know. This doesn't feel right for me. And maybe the worst that can happen is you're wrong.
Right. Yes, exactly. And you might feel maybe eventually down the road, you feel a little like the time, I think we've talked about this on the air, the time my family and I went to a movie theater and we were convinced that somebody had walked in and planted a bomb under one of the seats. And so we left. There was no bomb. Nobody died that day. But we walked out of the movie theater thinking the C's candy bag that was inadvertently left in a seat was going to blow up.
Did you really?
Yeah. Happened. Or the time, remember, Carol, you got off a plane.
I sure did.
So,
oh, no, you and like to this day, I know it was the right move. I knew it was the right move. No question in my mind.
So in those instances, because we might consider ourselves wrong, right? And I'm putting air quotes around the word wrong. And
we are.
There's a bigger picture too that we often forget, that we don't think about in those moments. So you're in the movie theater, you see the C's candy bag, you're like, oh my God, this place is going to blow. We got to bolt. So you bolt and you end up somewhere else. Say you went out, I don't know, what'd you do instead of the movies? Go to lunch or something?
Yeah, probably went to lunch.
So go to lunch. So really there's a bigger picture too. Correct. The movie theater did not explode. Thank goodness. No harm was found. But it's also, there's a bigger picture at work of perhaps the universe needed you to be in contact with the waitress that served you. So you weren't supposed to be at that movie theater. You were supposed to, maybe that she needed that tip. Maybe she needed that compliment you gave her. Maybe, who knows the big reasons? There's so many bigger picture items here that we forget that maybe the intuition was, oh, we got a bolt, but it really wasn't about, oh, we're all going to die. It's that I need to be over here and this is why. So a lot of our intuition, we're not going to ever find out the reason, quote unquote reason. It's just, we've got to go with the feeling.
And you know what? Thankfully in that particular case, the restaurant didn't explode. Instead,
which it had it.
Oh, it was a movie theater, wasn't it?
It was meant to be that you were to explode that day if the restaurant.
That's right.
That's right. But bringing this full circle, my intuition is the reason why I had white wine the day that I discovered my ice cubes were snowing. And that's why my hair is now forever going to be silky and shiny, because I took action on my intuition. See? Frank and Barry and Carol, how I brought that full circle.
You did. Well done.
Yeah. Hold on. Tiny claps.
Thank you.
I think I even heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to intuition, you just got to be a dog. Dogs know.
Be a dog.
They don't think about it. They just either love you or they don't. And if they don't, they'll bark and run away. And if they do, they'll lick you to death and wait for you to give them a treat. And it's as easy as that.
I'm going to put that in the tagline of the course. Be a dog.
There you go. Be a dog.
So Deb, if someone's interested in developing their intuition more, and I think we would all live better if we develop that, where do they learn more about what your course offers, how they can sign up? Where do they go for that?
Yeah, it's all on my website at deborahhanlon.com. So they can go there and click on the links, see the material, and then they can also email me at hello@deborahhanlon.com if they have additional questions.
And it starts September 25th.
Correct. Yep. Awesome. Right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
And if people want to follow you on social media, what's your...
Oh boy, all these social media handles. Are we all getting overwhelmed with them? Or
no,
what?
Well, give us two.
Yes, so there's Facebook, because I'm still a dinosaur and I really enjoy Facebook. And that's all my name, Deborah Hanlon. And then Instagram, TikTok is at Deborah Hanlon.
Hey, listen, old dude here loves the Facebook too, okay? So you're fine.
The Facebook.
We all love the Facebook.
I like the Facebook. It's just intuitive.
Well, I may be enrolling in this course myself, because you said, Deb, if you can't do it live, it's available so that you can listen when on your own schedule.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yes, I love that. Well, Deborah Hanlon, good friend to the show, good friend to us. We really appreciate you coming on today, and I am very much looking forward to your Intuition Unleashed course coming up September 25th, which is a hop, skip, and a jump. You are amazing. We love you. Thank you for joining us today on the show.
Thank you, all three of you, for having me back. I love our time together.
Thanks, yes. Deb.
Thank you very much, Deb, and looking forward to having you back again in the future. And for right now, speaking of the future, we are going to be back in just a little bit with Jonna Spilborn and Carol Pesci and more Happy Hours, so please don't go away.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back one more time this morning here to Happy Hour. It's Jonna Spilborn. It is Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Frank and Barry.
Oh, you guys are getting good at this. Nice. Nicely done after 12 years or so, finally. It was nice to have Deborah Hanlon on again, and, you know, talking to her again, just a good friend of the show, but also her whole discussion on intuition, learning how to use it.
I just think it's so powerful. If we can be more present to it, aware of it, and trust it, I think our lives would become smoother, to say the least.
If we trust it 100%. Although I will, this is a little bit off topic, but I seriously do want to take this class.
Tangential?
Yes, 10 times fast. But guys, I sign up for class, and as much, and I love Deborah, and I do want to take this class, but I always sign up for these courses that you can do on your own time or you can do live. And then for some reason, I never do them. Like, that's it's a problem for me.
Especially if you pay for them.
Yes. And I pay for them. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm going to do this. And then I write it down and I put in my notes. I'm going to do this. And then a few weeks will go by and I will have, like, completely poof, forgotten that I even signed up for the darn thing. That's like, we need somebody on the show who's going to help me through that kind of because that's an issue.
Well,
an
issue. I think the only issue is just, you know, keeping a calendar, Spilborg.
I keep a calendar for all my work stuff. I don't know. There's got to be a way for me to get better at it, because this is something I really, really, really want to learn. And she will be a fantastic teacher. She teaches without even trying to teach. This is something that she's trying to teach. So imagine it's going to be off the charts. Fantastic.
So, Frank Barry, I have a question for you. So, Jonna and I have each shared multiple times on the show our specific stories of trusting our gut, our intuition. Jonna's was the guy with the van at the mall, yeah, and every hair on her arm stood up, and because he was asking to borrow a phone or something. And then mine was getting on the airplane and knowing. I know that he needed to get on. I did.
Okay.
Have you ever had any experiences? I don't remember you sharing previously where your intuition was like heads up here or something.
I mean, I'm sure I have, and I'm sure if I think about it, I will recall an occasion. I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I can certainly come back next week and let you know of a situation, because I know it has happened before. It's just like I said, mm-hmm. I've got nothing hitting me directly right now.
Yeah, okay. But and you're a creative guy, and I think that mm-hmm. probably ties into that as well.
It could. Yeah. You know, maybe the fact that I'm writing down, you know, a lot of this stuff sometimes, and so I don't necessarily think of it as intuition when I'm going back and just recalling mm-hmm. recalling stories. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Some of those stories may have been a situation of intuition.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, you got a week to think about it.
Okay.
You know what I will say? I just want to add one more thing about this Deb's course for adults who may be listening. I would think that this would be a wonderful gift for people's probably teens and above, high school, college, to learn to better trust their intuition.
That's an idea.
And, oh, yeah, 100%. Okay, now I'm done.
Okay, all right. So I have been assigned homework. I hate both of you. And Mom, it's summer. They're giving me homework. It's not even Labor Day. But anyway, thanks to Deborah Hanlon for joining us again this morning. And for Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci, I'm Frankenberry, and we'll be back again next week where Jonna will surely say, and long story short, back when dinosaurs ruled the earth. So, yes, long story short, we'll be back again next week, everybody. So please join us again soon. Join us again then. And until then, have a great week.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.